Hello. Hi. It's always so awkward to just start this thing off. This is the Monday Mass. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cote, and I would not call myself the world's greatest podcaster, but in terms of action sports podcasting, I am among the top 100 best presenting you with this information. And before we get into the it's a great day. It's January 22nd, 2018. We're in the future, folks. And before we get into the show, like, we got to thank some of the people that make this show possible. Let's start it off. This podcast this week is brought to you by Active Skin Repair. Let me tell you about this product. So it's got a million uses because there are a million ways to hurt yourself or be hurt by the elements, right? So let me give you an example. We got this 3-ounce bottle of Active Skin Repair. We got a spray and we got a gel. Both are perfect for this surf trip. You go on a surf trip and you basically have all in one. You don't need to bring peroxide, neosporin, rubbing alcohol, aloe vera, blah, 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 you know, ointment, rash, ball rash ointment, which we all generally bring. But guess what? You don't have to bring all that stuff anymore. You only have to bring a bottle of Active Skin Repair. When you hit the reef, you know, you can, if you want, film yourself, you know, scrubbing a lime on it, but it's not as effective as what you're going to get if you spray or rub Active Skin Repair on that reef cut. So Active Skin Repair kills the bacteria that reef leaves on you, right? In you, on you. Kills it in 15 seconds. There's no burning. There's no stinging. And I'll tell you, you're only going to want to do that lime trick once in your life because it sucks. And it might look good for your Instagram video, but I'm telling you, if you want something effective that doesn't hurt, that will stop the bacteria, Active Skin Repair. Are you a mountain biker? You don't want to be, you know, you're not carrying a freaking giant backpack, but you probably have a little pack on your bag. Guess what? Mountain bikers slam. If you ride any kind of mountain bike, be it casual, novice, expert, advanced, you know you're going to eat it. You know it. It's happened. It's going to happen. So Active Skin Repair, again, I mean, this is a small bottle. This is about the size of a, you know, like a 5-hour energy or something. And again, you go down in the dirt, slam. You don't have to have a giant kit with you. One bottle. You know, hiking, camping. These are all activities you don't want a full-blown giant kit with you. You're not a paramedic. You don't need to be. All you need is one bottle of Active Skin Repair. Like I said, there's spray and there's gel. So I'd say bring two, but you can get away with one. And I mean, sunburns, scrapes, insect bites, ball rash, armpit rash, nipple rash. I hate nipple rash. Thankfully, I've got Active Skin Repair. Follow them at BLDG Active or go to the website BLDGActive.com. I'm telling you, this stuff works. If you see me on the street, I might have some with me. Just ask me for it. I'll give it to you. Okay? Oh, I got to save the date to announce. Save the date. That's right. Save the date. The world's biggest surf demo is happening again at Cardiff Campgrounds. I'm talking about Camp Shred. What a fun weekend. February 24th and 25th. This is the only place in the world that you can get yourself a campsite right there in Cardiff by the sea. You can, for 2 days, you can ride basically every new board out. Channel Islands, Superbrand, Hayden Shapes, Firewire. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can basically get your wetsuit on at 7 in the morning and ride 15 boards. And then, if you're 21 and up, you can go to the beer garden. You can watch live music. I'm curating the bands. We got the Wild Wild Wets coming. We got Ginger Roots. It's going to be an epic weekend. It always is. I love this event. And it's save the date. This is worth traveling for. If you're not local to San Diego, this is worth driving from wherever. This is worth flying. It's a weekend dedicated to you riding surfboards, trying wetsuits. There's skateboard demos. There's soft tops. I mean, everything you could want. This is where you basically decide what you're going to buy. And I've seen it with my own eyes. People with two boards and they go, okay, I'm trying to decide which board to buy. They go ride 10 waves on one of them, go ride 10 waves on the other board. They come in, they go, I got it. I'm getting the Super Brand Magic Mix, or, you know, I'm getting the Tomo Vader. Who knows? It's up to you. But you won't know unless you go. So this event presented by Surfer Magazine and Surf Ride is not only informative because, again, you get to try everything, but also super fun. Food trucks, live music, beer garden right on the beach. I can't sing its praises enough. Camp Shred is coming February 24th and 25th, Cardiff Campgrounds. Put it on your calendar. Lastly, COSM. Last week you heard from Troy Eckert and I talking about sustaining a high level of radness, right, for a long time. Being able to surf well, or as well as you can, for as long as you can. And that stands for skateboarding, snowboarding, whatever you do. And basically, as Troy said, as my guest today says, yoga is the answer. And COSM is a company that makes clothes that function perfectly. They're made for yoga. But they also look cool enough that you can wear them all day, every day. Right? Comfort. They're cool looking. They function well. And plus, not only will your body feel good because you'll be feeling, you know, loose, you'll be feeling like you can move, but also your mind will feel good because all COSM clothing made in the USA using sustainable materials, they question every thread, zipper, drawstring, button, everything that goes into their clothing. It's taken into consideration for sustainability. Best practices. This is not a sweatshop situation, folks. These are people making these clothes. They're fairly paid. The factory is crisp and clean. When I say fairly paid, I don't mean like, they're fairly paid. I mean, they're paid a fair wage. Again, not a sweatshop type situation. These clothes are made in LA. And I'm telling you, this the whole system is legit. And so on this show, I actually have an interview with Strider Wasilewski, who is a COSM ambassador. You know Strider. Do I have to say who Strider is? Strider is going to give us a snow report. We're flipping the script. So anyway, back to COSM. Everything COSM does is for the good of the earth. It's for the good of you. Do yoga. I'm doing it. I got my COSM gear. I'm doing yoga. I'm involved. I'm feeling good. If you go to thecosm.com and you buy some stuff, you enter the code MASS15 to get 15% off whatever you bought. MASS15. That's from our friends at COSM. So that was your commercial block. And I don't do commercials for products that I don't believe in. I believe in all of those products and events. So let's get to the show. Why don't we? I'm your host, Chris Cote. And if you have the world's greatest action sports podcast, you better back it up with some of the world's best music. And that song right there, that was just a sample of a brand new track by one of the best bands currently residing on planet Earth, Hot Snakes. That song's called Six Wave Hold Down. You want to talk surf music? That's surf music right there. I love Hot Snakes. They got a new album coming out very soon, but I would implore all of you Is that the is that the correct use of the word implore? I'm begging you. Actually, I shouldn't even have to beg you. You should already be on iTunes now buying that song because it's so good. You need that. Trust me, I'm totally a Spotify listener, but when a track hits me like that one did, I go to iTunes, I buy it. I need to own it forever. So this is an unpaid commercial for Hot Snakes. Get that new Hot Snakes. You're going to love it. So check it out. Waves have been firing all week here in California, Hawaii. Mavericks has been breaking. Nazare was 100 feet. Mammoth has been getting snow. The Olympic snow team has been officially chosen. It's not a word. Chosen. And since it's snowing, since it's Monday, since we're all fired up, we're going to do something fun. We're going to give away I'm teaming up with a couple of people you might have heard of. Sessions Outerwear, Metallica, the band, to celebrate 30 years of Sessions, 30 years of Metallica, here on the Monday Mass. I'm going to give away a limited edition Metallica Sessions collab jacket in the Snow News section. So that's coming up soon. For now, let's get to the show. Let's go to Surf News first. Surf News is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops has 5 shops in the San Diego area. Women's shop, closeout shop, where you can get incredible deals on wetsuits, boards, and all that good stuff. This is a legit surf operation going on right here in San Diego. Follow them at South Coast Surf. Go to the website at southcoastsurf.com. Do I have to say www? Do people still say that? I don't know. Anyway, so over the weekend, I had the honor of commentating one of the best surf contests I've ever been a part of. I've never even heard of. The backstory is 16-year-old beloved local surfer girl named Kira diagnosed with a heavy brain tumor. She's already had multiple operations. She's fighting this thing. So a local surf shop here called Concept Surf Shop, the homie Brent, basically said, look, I want to have a contest to raise some money to help Kira and her family pay for these mounting medical bills. We all know this is a story that just it rips your guts out, right? Because you don't want this family to have to focus on paying outlandish amounts of money for cancer treatments when they just want to love and care and protect their child. Now Kira, she's a surf instructor, she's on the high school surf team. She is just this beam of light. Right, she's one of those people that you see her and you go, oh, I love this girl, she's awesome, and it shows because everybody has the same opinion of Kira, right? When this story kind of started getting out, we're trying to raise funds, we're trying to raise awareness for Kira's fight. Hashtag started Help Kira Fight, and things started progressing. So Brent and Ryan Judson, you know, a bunch of locals got together. An army of volunteers formed. So the surf contest, the days leading up to it, they were, you know, selling raffle tickets. And Kelly Slater himself stepped up to the plate, went above and beyond. Not only, so he spent some time with Kira. He fell in love with her, just like the rest of us did when we first met her. He gave her a surfboard. Awesome. That's so cool. For him to just even spend time with her and then give her a board, that's awesome. Thank you so much. But then Kelly goes above and beyond. Another board, another signed Kelly Slater surfboard for the raffle. Then he goes all in. Offers up a session Kelly Slater Wave Coast Surf Ranch. So here, I mean, this is a guy who's he's got so much going on, obviously, in his life. He's got a lot of charity things that he is involved with. I mean, he's got his own life going on. One of the busiest dudes on the planet. And he takes his time out of that to help a 16-year-old girl he's never met And I just, regardless of what you've heard or what you think or what you've read or whatever, what opinion you formed over the years of being a Kelly Slater fan, this is a class act. An awesome, an amazing human. And this is not the only time he's stepped up to do things like this for charity, but I'm telling you, to know Kira and to know the battle she's going through and to see what Kelly Slater did and is continued to do for her, a girl he's never met, thank you, Kelly Slater. You, again, you went above and beyond, and that was amazing. So back to the surf contest. Down at the beach, literally, from 5 a.m., this was this weekend this happened, I commentated with my friend Scott Overland. We did raffles of boards from Firewire, Superbrand, and Loose Towel Stuff, Sanford Skateboards, Quincy Woodrate Skateboards, a ton of gear. Josh and Sierra Kerr gave boards to raffle off. So people came down to the beach, they bought raffle tickets, and all day long we were just raffling items off. The money started flowing, right? The stoke was there. It was just an incredible, you could feel the energy. Kira was there. She was smiling. Her family was there. The waves were crazy. It was 6 feet and just blown and sketch. And people, the kids from 4 years old up until, you know, 40 years old, all these different divisions, everybody went out there and just gave it a go. And Kiana was sitting. Nate Yeomans, Kylie Belly showed up and ripped an expression session. On the beach that day, we had a goal we wanted to raise, you know, it started with a couple $1,000, we'd be stoked. Ended up going into that $20,000 range on the beach that day. And that night, at Park 101 in Carlsbad, California, an amazing barbecue spot, by the way, silent auction of epic proportions. The end of all said and done, over the span of a weekend, an army of volunteers and generous people, we raised over $100,000 to help Kira fight. And, you know, I just talked about surfing all day and tried to get the crowd excited, so my part was minimal. But the volunteers that came down, the people that donated, the people that bid on items, I mean, you changed this person's life. A girl many of us have never even met. And by getting involved and buying raffle tickets and just being there, you changed her life. I mean, you have put this burden of paying for all these treatments. It's not lifted, but I tell you, it's close to being covered from the generosity of friends, family, and strangers. Getting emotional. Come on. Hold it together. Just check the hashtag help Kira fight and look at some of the photos and the images of the weekend. It was just, I can't say enough how incredible the weekend was. So, wow. Okay. That was my personal surf news for you. Now here's some other surf news. The WSL qualifying series is off and running. A couple events have happened since we talked last Monday. The QS is fun. You know, there's weird waves in far-flung places all over the world. You got no non-elimination rounds, so people go and they lose. Not that we want to see people lose, but there's a little bit more, you know, drama when really good surfers lose in their first round. Adds to it. I'm not a fan of non-elimination round surfing. So it seems like a waste of time. But anyway, QS. That's why I like the QS a lot. So, QS 3000 called the Seat Pro Netanya, presented by Reef, went down in Israel. And I heard about surf trips to Israel and contests there and whatnot, but man, I watched some of this event. The waves look fun. Punchy, wedging beach break, huge crowd on the beach, surf fans everywhere. The event looked awesome. And the winner was Matthew McGillivray. Charlie Martin got second. Kei Kobayashi got third. Nelson Kvorek from France got fourth. So, again, it's QS 3000. It's early in the year. These 3000 events, they are very important. They dictate kind of who's going to get the momentum, right? So, congratulations, South African surfer Matthew McGivory. on winning that first QS 3000 in Israel. Am I going to go on a surf trip to Israel? I would love that. The Carve Pro QS 1000, again, you know, this is the increments, 1000, 3000, 6000, 10000 basically on the year. So this isn't going to be telling as to who's going to qualify, but, you know, the Carve Pro QS 1000 happened in Maroubra, Australia, home of the Brown Boys. Kobe Enright won the women's, Shane Campbell won the men's. That just happened. The Florida Pro QS 1000 is happening now at Sebastian Inlet. And when I was younger, when I was a kid, Sebastian Inlet seemed like a magical place. But for some reason, maybe when Kelly Slater left or something, you just don't hear much about Sebastian Inlet anymore. So I like that this contest is going on there. Just to kind of bring Sebastian Inlet back into the fold as a hotbed of radness. I don't know. They still fight with fishermen there, surfers. That's happening now. The Sunset Open is going to be happening any minute now. That's a QS 1000, probably the heaviest QS 1000 in the world. Jack Robinson won that last year. The Vulcan Pipe Pro is coming up, a QS 3000, the heaviest 3000 on the earth. I think it's going to be in contention with the backdoor shootout for being the best contest of the year at Pipeline. It always is. The waiting period starts January 29th. I'll be there, and hopefully the waves will be there too. There are no championship tour events till March. Seems like forever. So maybe some big wave world tour events. This just happened. Your 2017 WSL World Junior Champion, Finn McGill, just did it again. He won the Sunset Beach Pro Junior, or the Pro Junior. Finn's winning. Finn is killing it. He is your World Junior Champion, and now he could be on his way to a back-to-back World Junior Championship. He just won the first big junior event of the year at Sunset. Like I said earlier, Nazare went big a couple days, really big, 70 feet, 80 feet. It got so big, people don't even know what to call it. I mean, you go to Surfline, you go to wherever, and you'll see some of these waves. This is a beach break, 70-foot beach break, peaks the size of buildings. And the people that surf out here are, there's something off about them, because damn it, these waves are big. And there's no, you know, they're coming in on a sandbar. So they are towing in, but there's no way you could paddle and survive in these waves. Sebastian Studner, straight up got an 80-footer. Maya Gabriera was out there. This place almost killed her. She's back out there catching waves. Benjamin Sanchez. Oh my. Have you seen the wave that Benjamin Sanchez got? I mean, is this a 100-foot wave? Go on the internet and look at this. It looks fake. It looks like it's a filmed stunt thing for Point Break 4. It's crazy. And these dudes are tapped, and women. That was the big, get it, big, mind the pun, big news from Nazare. It was 100 feet. Jesus Christ. Mavericks also broke a couple times last week. We had one kind of group of sessions on a couple days back to back where it was good Mavericks. Not too big, still big enough to scare the shit out of everybody, but people were going left, going right. You know, it was a perfect kind of opening day scenario at Mavericks. It was crowded. You know, you have everybody from the best big wave world tour surfers, you know, Hawaiians, Nate Florence, Kohorath, you know, and then the local Mavericks crew, you know, the construction workers that take the day off to surf Mavericks because that's what they're about. The whole vibe, right? Garrett McNamara, Russell Bierke was out there. Clint Kimmins, remember Clint Kimmins, the 360 air dude? He was out there. So you had a couple days of that, warm-ups. You know, people are charging. People are still getting smashed, but nothing too crazy. And then January 19th came along. And as you can see for yourself on Surfline right now, it was psycho big. Almost too big. Too big for Mavericks. That's really big. But it was scary, too. It was dark, foreboding, windy sketch. And only a handful actually attempted on these big days. The big homie, Pete Mel. There's a photo of him just barely paddling over a wave. And if you got hit by a wave at this size, Mavericks, you would, I mean, I hate even thinking of what would happen to you. It was too gnarly. Very few people got waves on that big day, January 19th. But God, wow. Everybody survived, thankfully. And I don't know how. Mavericks has got to be the scariest wave on the planet. I mean, really, it is. One, it's Nazare is scary. It's unpredictable. It's a beach wave. But Mavericks, there's just something about it. The water feels almost syrupy. It feels thicker than anywhere else. These rocks on the beach will literally smash anything to bits. There's a lurch to the wave. It comes in and it's kind of a big mountain. And then, whoo, it jumps up. Like Godzilla jumping out of the water. And even, so a boat driver, a guy that's been out there a million times, film, you know, it all swells. Even the most experienced people can get caught. A boat driver in his boat with a photographer on board got blasted by a wave. Neither of them were wearing wetsuits. They just went straight into the water, lost all their gear. The boat was taken into the rocks and chewed up, destroyed. So on January 19th will be remembered as a day that shall not be mentioned because, wow, it was gnarly. I wasn't even close to Mavericks that day, but I could feel how heavy it was in my gut. Careful, big wave surfers. Please be careful, okay? We all want to see you guys catch big waves, but just be careful. Beach Grit reported that Paris is getting ready to install a wave garden wave pool in the very heart of where the 2024 Olympic Village will be. Ooh. Intrigue from the upcoming Paris Olympics. We haven't even gotten to the Tokyo Olympics, and Paris is already putting in a wave pool. And it's not a surf, it's not a chaos wave code pool. And I'm concerned about this. I've never been invited to the wave garden. More on that to come. So the intrigue grows, right? Derek Riley, Beach Grit reporting. A source says, a Beach Grit source, which do you trust him? I trust him. I know Derek Riley, and you wouldn't make this up. A source says, according to Derek Riley at Beach Grit, the WSL is scouting land in Japan to build a Kelly Slater Wave Coast Surf Ranch, and the event coming up in May at the currently existing Wave Ranch is going to be a model to show the Olympic, the IOC committee that, hey, let's use a wave pool. Let's just make this simple on all of us. And I think it's great, a great idea. I think the Olympics should be held in a wave pool because if we're going to make a new event in the Olympics, let's make a new event. Look, I've seen the surfing that's done at the Kelly Slater Wave Co. Surf Ranch. And it is so fun to watch. It's perfect for this kind of competition. So I'm 100% behind the idea of using wave pools in the Olympics. Please let's do that. This is strange news. Ryan Brower at Grind TV. Ryan Brower, formerly of Transworld Surf. What's up, Ryan? So he reports, according to the Los Angeles Times, the assemblyman Al Murasusa from Torrance and a assembly majority leader, Ian Calderon. A surfer. We know Ian. What's up, Ian? So they co-authored an assembly bill, 1782, that would declare surfing the official sport of California. How does that sit with you? Doesn't really affect me, but why not? I mean, does it hurt you? I would think skateboarding would be the official sport of California. But surfing can be too, right? Surf City USA is here. Whereas I would think Hollywood would be considered. Well, you know what? This is one of those things where people might get worked up. And if they do, it's stupid. This is for fun. Hey, This is what Calderon says. Nothing represents the Californian dream better than surfing, riding the waves, and living in harmony with the beautiful beaches and ocean of our golden state. And you know what can come out of this is if it's official that surfing is the official sport of California, then maybe we can have more protected areas to surf, right? This will not hurt you, haters. I don't even know if there are any haters on this. I'm just assuming that, anytime anything gets announced about anything, somebody's going to come out and hate on it. Don't hate on this. Surfing is the official sport of California. Awesome. Thank you, Assemblyman Muratsuchi and Ian Calderon, surfers. That's cool. And, yo, I mean, that's your shit. I'm looking out the window up at the sky. Skate News. Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights. USA-made skateboards. They make them in Houghton, Michigan. And that's where they grow the wood, too. The wood is in and around that northern peninsula of Michigan. This is hardened, strong USA wood. They cut the trees down there in a sustainable factor in a way that is sustainable to regrowth. They take those trees, they mill them, they shape them, they glue them, they do everything right there in Houghton, Michigan. And then they put the graphics. It's awesome. These are great boards. And not only does Quincy Woodwrights have our own, we have our own graphics and our own cool boards, but we also make tons of full graphic shop decks. So if you go into a skate shop, you say, do you have USA Wood by Quincy Woodwrights? And if they're shop decks with full graphics on them, have them. Buy one. Quincy Woodwrights. Follow them at quincywoodwrights.com. Over the weekend, this hurts. Over the weekend, Ryan Sheckler got broke off live on ETN's Face Melters. Skating a 15 flat, 15 hubba from hell. Are you a member of ETN? I am. And I tuned in to watch this. It was so gnarly. When you hear 15 flat, 15 hubba, you're thinking, wow, that sounds big. You have no idea. Unless you saw this thing, you have no idea how big this monster is. I'm going to play something for you. This is some audio from the event. Danny Way, Chris Cole, Colin McKay are commentating. And it's these ETN face melters. It's just like a session. So you have guys just kind of standing around, getting the skater hype. The skater's trying a trick or trying a rail or trying, you know, something nuts like Ryan Sheckler was trying. And they're kind of just talking about it, and then the skater goes, and you just listen to this. This sucks to even play, because you can just hear the... Just listen.
Fucking nice. Shin guards and shit, dude. You know, like, not getting shin bangers anymore. It's tight.
Roughly?
Yeah, it's like you can't see it. Why would
this is real. 13 cameras.
Next time you get a shin, give me a call.
Okay, here comes Jack.
Get it, buddy. It's on. It's on.
Okay.
Man, are they intact?
Okay.
Are the ankles intact?
I think so.
You got it. Breathe it out. Breathe it out.
Oh, no. Okay, guys. That's bad. Yeah.
Your ankles fucked?
Yeah. This is bad. Okay.
I should have warned you not to listen to that if you have a easily upset stomach, because that was heavy. The good news is I don't know the injuries that Sheckler got from that. I just know he basically jumped off of a 1.5-story building straight onto some stairs, both ankles mangled. You know, they did an interview with him later on, I don't know, 15 minutes after he slammed, and he was basically saying, like, my ankles are screwed, but he's alive, and I guess we'll just see what happened to him. But that is the heavy side of these live sessions. And I'm all for it, right? Warts and all, slams and all. This is the This is the ramifications of where we're at in skateboarding, when guys are stepping up to 15 flat, 15 hubbas on live broadcast. They've, in the past, some of these ETN face melter sessions have been fully triumphant. Some of them have ended like this. Scheckler, we love this dude, and get well soon. And I'm not even going to say go back and conquer that thing, because that is unskatable. I don't think this hubba was meant to be skated. But the dude is so gnarly, and he tried, and he slammed. Quick note, Jake Anderson is pro for Skate Mental. Jake Anderson is homies with the former, he rides for former. He's one of the owners of former, Dane Reynolds, Craig Anderson. That's just so if you're out and about today and somebody says, what's going on in skateboarding? Say, well, Jake Anderson went pro for Skate Mental. Monday Mass is all about teamwork. You know what? The team is growing. So check this out. The Linda Vista Skate Park opened here in San Diego. And I'll tell you, this park is amazing. And I'm only telling you this because, you know, wherever you're listening to this in the world, if you're nowhere near San Diego, the Linda Vista Skate Park is kind of, its reputation of being an amazing park is solidified the second you get there. This park is so good. There's two new parks in San Diego, City Heights and Linda Vista. Yes, they do get crowded, but it's worth it. It's worth getting on a plane to skate these parks. They're right in that kind of same zone. Anyway, so these parks have been skatable for a while, but the official grand opening was this week. And my homie, Derek Zeman, he works with Red Bull all over Southern California. He told me, hey, I'm going to be going to the opening of this park. I'm going to be with Chris Russell. There should be a bunch of cool people there. Like, you want me to do a report? I said, absolutely. But the Monday Mass has a squad of up-and-coming reporters on the scene at all times, everywhere. Derek Zeman's one of them. Derek caught up with Steve Caballero and Chris the Muscle Russell on opening day at Linda Vista. New Monday Mass correspondent, Derek Zeman.
We're back with the legend, Steve Caballero, who is ripping out here in Linda Vista. How do you like the park?
It's pretty good. I've skated a few times. I haven't skated the bowl yet. I always had water in it, so I'm just kind of getting used to it right now.
Tell me about the scene. Like, how's this park compared to a lot of the other parks, the bowls? Is it going to be great for the community? What's going on?
I think it's going to be pretty amazing for all surrounding communities, because it's got a little bit of everything for everybody. It's got a small bowl for guys that are trying to get into the bowl riding. It's got a huge pro bowl. It's got a full pipe, a really sick street course, another flow bowl. I mean, it's pretty much got everything that a skateboarder would want to find.
And it's open until 9 p.m.
Oh, it's got lights too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's pretty sick. I'm excited that this is here, and you're gonna get a lot of amazing skateboarders come out of this skate park.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time, and keep shredding.
You're welcome, man. Appreciate it.
Later. All right. We are with Chris Russell, pro skater. Chris, where are we today? What are we doing?
We're at beautiful Linda Vista Skate Park, San Diego, California.
I guess today, what day is it? It is Tuesday, January 16th. We just had with the mayor a giant press conference, a grand opening for this beautiful park out here. I've heard it's over 30,000 square feet. It's sunny, it's great. How do you like the park?
Oh, it's amazing, man. I think everything's built so well. There's a lot of diversity here. There's a lot of different kind of stuff to skate. Keeps you not bored, you know? And yeah, pretty rad, man. I'm pretty hyped on it myself.
What's your favorite feature so far?
Yeah, it's pretty close to the big bowl and the full pipe. It's got a lot of character, the full pipe. The big bowl is super fast and fun, you know? So that's sick too.
These features are massive and pretty innovative, I think, but dude, all the homies are here. Who are you skating with today?
We're skating with Corey Juno, skating with Steve Cav, the legend, a little Tate crew right here, ripping. What else? Got a few other random heads. Pretty rad though. The turnout seems super sick.
Yeah, this park's awesome. You're seeing a lot of skate parks in San Diego start popping up. I think hopefully this is a catalyst to just drive more developments like this throughout the county. But tell us a little bit about the skate scene here in San Diego. What's it like?
I think it's super rad, man. It's one of the reasons I moved down here is because Washington Street and all these parks popping up kind of is like feeding into a whole new bloodline of kids and people just wanting to get it, you know, so it's pretty rad. Everybody's just kind of sending it, charging. It's, I don't know, keeps it fresh. Like I said, there's a lot to skate. It's a lot of diverse things to go around and do. So, you know, I love it. It's a good scene, man. Good mix of street skaters, transition, everything, you know.
Hell yeah. So what's next for you?
Keep skating. We got Park Series coming up here in a few months. Aaron Style Contest. Going to Brazil next week. So there's a lot of things lined up for the year. It seems like it's going to be a packed full one again, which I dig. I love it. So, yeah, everything seems to be back on track.
Right on, right on. Well, thank you for your time. Keep ripping, dude, and we'll see you soon.
Of course, brother.
Check out Chris Russell, everybody. Ripper.
The Z-Man. Derek Z-Man, thank you for your report from opening day at Linda Vista Skate Park. You can follow Derek at Zoobanger on Instagram. Zoobanger. Derek Z-Man, thank you for that report. Steve Caballero approved. Linda Vista Skate Park is open now. Don't go early in the morning, though, because that's when I go. I don't want to. You can go after, you know, have brunch in the afternoon and at night to Linda Vista and City Heights in San Diego, which are open now. But just don't go early. This is for grown-ups, myself. Don't forget, you got to vote. Don't forget to vote for the Transworld Skateboarding Readers Poll Awards. It's on now, skateboarding.transworld.net. It's fun. It's fun to go in there and make these tough decisions, right? Who are you going to vote for? So I'll tell you who I voted for. Reader's Choice Male. Reader's Choice Male. I went for Riley Hawk just because I felt like Riley Hawk got left out of the conversation a little bit in the Thrasher Sodi thing. Of course, Louis Lopez is up for it. Jamie Foy, Jackson Pills, the whole crew. I mean, you go to the website and you tell me. I'm going Riley Hawk, okay? Reader's Choice Female, Nora Vasconcelos. Nora. I'm crushing on Nora. But she also rips so hard. She's done so much this year. It's the year of the woman. Did I mention 2018's year of the woman? Nora's helping lead that charge. Rookie Pro, I'm going Jackson Pills. Best Transworld Cover of the Year, Cyrus Bennett. Best Video Part, again, I'm going Riley Hawk, The Flair. Best Video of the Year, I'm going Skate Mafia, Brain Gone. Photo of the Year, Blair Alley, the homie, Blairly Legal. His shot of Boo Johnson. Hit me where it's good. That's a good shot, and that should be Photo of the Year. Best Video Checkout, Transworld Skateboarding's Checkout. This has been since the inception of this magazine. The Checkout is where you want to, as an am, it's where you want to be. Roman Pabich. Best Indie Video, I'm going with the Encinitas local homie, Moki. The Moki Indie Video. Yeah. So you vote. You tell me who you think's going to win. Hit me off with a DM. Is that weird? Or tweet it, tweet me. That was Skate News. That was good. Thanks, Derek Zeman, for reporting from Linda Vista. Snow News, big news in Snow News. That's why I saved Snow News for last, because Snow News is huge this week. Snow News this week is brought to you by Sessions Outerwear. And like I said at the top of the show, to celebrate 30 years of Sessions and 30 years of Metallica, I'm going to give away a rad Sessions X Metallica collab jacket. The jacket is dope. It's like a gray kind of canvas shell jacket. And it's got, you know, it's got the hood, the powder skirt, all the sealed seams. You know, this is a high-tech, awesome functioning jacket, but then you have the added flair of the back patch, Metallica and Justice for All, the real shit, you know what I'm saying, like the real Metallica we all love. 30 years of Metallica, 30 years of Sessions, and I'm gonna put this contest up on my Instagram today, Monday. Winner will be announced on Wednesday, and go to my Instagram at Chris Cote to see how you can win. That's the Sessions Outerwear Metallica collab jacket giveaway on my Instagram. Bam! And also follow Sessions MFG if you want to see all their cool photos and stuff. The Mammoth Grand Prix went off last week in Mammoth. It seemed like all week the world was buzzing about this. This was the final qualifying event for the 2018 Winter Olympic snowboarding and skiing teams. And who better to tell us about it than Todd Richards, who was there, who will be at the Olympics in just a couple weeks. Todd Richards. I love that Todd Richards is such a huge fan of the Monday Mass. He'll pick up whenever I call him out of the blue. I called him at 6 a.m. and he just picked right up and answered and told me this is how good this guy is at his job. He just spouts this off before he even had his coffee. Here's me talking to Todd Richards about what happened at the Mammoth Grand Prix.
Hi, Todd. Todd Richards, hot off the mountain, straight in from the Mammoth Grand Prix. Okay, what happened? I didn't see it. What happened? Don't crash your car for this interview, okay? Be safe. Be safe. Okay, slope style. Let's start with slope style.
Okay, well, slope style, as you may or may not know, the Grand Prix up there was the last event before everyone goes over to South Korea. And it was a big one for several people. There's two more spots up for grab. Two were locked in before this Mammoth event. And Kyle Mack came through with the win. He needed to win, so that secured his spot going to Pyeongchang. And then there's one more spot open for discretionary, like the coaches basically appoint somebody who has the best chances of doing well. So we're going to have to wait and see who that is until Wednesday. But there's rumors that it could be Brock Crouch.
Oh, I hope it's Brock Crouch.
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways that it could go. So there's that.
Okay.
And then on the women's side of things, Haley Langlin and Jules Marino secured their spots on the U.S. team. Jamie Anderson won the event. Must just be like practice for her at this point, or she needed an extra couple $1,000 to do something fun when she gets back with the gold medal from Pyeongchang, because she's for sure the one to be. Like, there's no doubt about that. So that's the women's side of the slope style.
Super pipe.
Okay, first of all, let's address right now the gnarliest snowboarding crash I think I've ever seen in halfpipe. That credit goes to Danny Davis this weekend. Basically came up short on a rotation of a 1080 on the deck. Like the deck basically stopped his lower body from rotating the rest of the move, and it was really gnarly. Like, I pretty much thought that I was watching someone die on TV.
Oh my god.
It was that gnarly.
That bad. But he's okay? He
got up, he walked around. There's been rumors that it's MCL or something like that, but I don't know how. It was just so brutal. It was, like, graphically disgusting the way the body, like, just folded over the deck. It was faces of death type of crap. But Danny's going to be okay. But on the other side of things, Sean White pulled out of the half pipe. He didn't feel that well, and he wanted to save himself. So it kind of left the field open for someone to take the win, and someone that needed to take the win to go on to the Olympic team was Chase Josie. And he went in, and he absolutely killed it. And Chase Josie took the win up there, and that means that he is the half-pipe choice going to Pyeongchang.
Another crazy snow event. I do have the full list of team, which I'll get to after this interview, but for you, you're going over there to commentate the snow event. What's the plan? You fly over there, you're there for a week before it starts to get all set, or how does all that work?
Yeah, okay, so I'm home here. I leave next Thursday. I leave on the 1st. We're there for, a good 8 days or 9 days. So we lose a day going over there. for the all the orientation, and like, you know, you go through like a ton of seminars, and it's just, they just want you to get acclimated, and they go through the same spiel, like what you can say, what you can't say on TV, and give you the layout of the land, and then you just kind of, you know, you wait till the thing starts. And then once it starts, I am there for 25 days, and I pretty much, I looked at my schedule the other day, by the, you know, when the Olympics starts, I pretty much do something with snowboarding almost every single day. So if you're a fan of snowboarding, there's going to be plenty of it on TV, that's for sure.
So it's on NBC, it'll be on the NBC website, it'll be all over.
NBC, NBCSN, the Olympic Channel, all, any place that you could possibly imagine.
If you wake up, in the morning and open your eyes, you'll probably see some form of Olympic snowboarding in front of you.
It's pretty true. It's crazy that that's where we're at.
I like it, and I'm looking forward to listening to you, sir.
All right, Chris. Well, okay. You have a great day. I'm gonna be at home and eat normal American style food for a while before I go over there at Korea barbecue for 25 days straight.
All right. If anybody over in Korea has some fun things for Todd to do when he's not talking about snowboarding, DM him. Slide it in.
Slide me a DM.
There you have it. From the horse's mouth. You're not a horse. Todd's, hey. Straight from Todd Richards. So the Mammoth Grand Prix went off, and basically that's where everything fell into place for our almost completed. Hello? Hi. I'm Chris Cote. I'm a host of the World's Action Grid. The 2018 U.S. Olympic snowboarding team is nearly completed. Men's halfpipe, Ben Ferguson from Bend, Oregon. Ben from Bend. Jake Pates from Eagle, Colorado. Sean White from Carlsbad, California. Those are your three men so far. One more to come. The judges pick a, you know, like Todd said. Women's halfpipe, Chloe Kim from Torrance, California. Kelly Clark from Mount Snow, Vermont. Maddie Mastro from Wrightwood, California, local Mammoth snowboarder. There will be one more added to each of those teams to make a total of four. Men's slopestyle team, Chris Corning from Silverthorne, Colorado. Red Girard, also from Silverthorne. I mean, correct. And Kyle Mack, by winning in Mammoth, Kyle Mack got his spot on the team. Women's slopestyle, Jamie Anderson. Like Todd said, just give her the gold. Julia Marino from Westport, Connecticut, and Haley Langland from San Clemente, California, round out the women's slopestyle team. The Winter Olympics are right around the corner, February 9th. And, you know, like we've all been reading, it's just world peace at stake here. If we can have a good Olympic Games, maybe we'll have world peace. South Korea and North Korea are marching together. Everybody's happy. No pressure, snowboarders. It's just you're competing for world peace. So, just no pressure, like I said. And speaking of Mammoth, this is pretty cool. My friend, your favorite, one of your favorite WSL commentators, Strider Wasilewski, has been back and forth in Mammoth Mountain so many times already that we've heard from Todd Richards about, you know, the contest scenarios and the serious stuff going on up there. Let's hear from Strider Wasilewski about the good times that can be had at Mammoth. You normally hear Strider commentating WSL events from the water. What you might not know is he's an absolute snow dog, and he's also a COSM ambassador. You probably listened to the very beginning of the show, the Monday Mass presented this month and next month by COSM, a brand making yoga cool, right? So let's switch it up a little bit. Usually we would talk to Strider in the surf news, but we're going to talk to him in snow news. Strider's given us a snow report, and he's going to tell us about yoga changing his life, and he's going to give us just a little Strider update. What's up, Strider Wasilewski? Let's get into this. Strider Wasilewski, fresh off the mountain. You are used to hearing Strider sitting in the channel, getting fired up, commentating WSL events, but when it snows at Mammoth, Strider becomes a full-blown snow turkey. So, Strider, give me the Mammoth Mountain report. You've been up there probably as much as anybody. Tell me how it's been up there, conditions, etc.
Well, let me tell you, it's been a slow winter. It hasn't snowed a lot, but if you can follow those storms and get up there and be on the mountain, it's just snowing. and get the free refills, and then, you know, through the trees and get all those little spots where the snow's dumping over again, and then you can actually get to the top of the mountain on that opening day. Those first runs are pretty much amazing.
I love it. You know, Cosm is one of the sponsors of the Monday Mass, and I know they're homies of yours too. Tell me about the Strider Wasilewski Cosm connection, and a fact that probably not a lot of people know is that you're full yoga dude.
Yeah, you know, Cosm, created by Troy Eckert, and Troy and I are good friends, and I love doing yoga, and yoga is something that really I went to because of some injuries I've had to try and help, because I've done a lot of different things to try and make myself better with rehab, but yoga was the one thing that really helped and really got me to open back up, and then created some space for my body again, and it keeps me active, and then kind of kept my head straight, kept flowing, and I don't know, the story could go on a long time, but you know, my mom passed away from cancer, and she was telling me that a lot of disease and cancer is in your body, but if you keep your blood flowing and you can keep everything moving around, you can avoid all of those different things that could come and catch you in the end. So in a roundabout way, that's how I started doing yoga.
Just got to keep moving. I love it. Well, you know, the WSL 2018 season doesn't start till March. So what do you got from here till then? Are you doing any events in between? Are you trying to catch, you know, go ride some freaking 50-foot Mavericks with Pete Mel? What's your plan from here to the start of the year, commentary-wise?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just looking at all that Maverick stuff. It looks crazy. And I would love to have them run the event at Maverick so we could go do that event. And beyond that, we're going to probably do a little Mexico run for some vacation time with the family. Then we're going to surf as much as possible, do yoga and snowboard as many times as we can before we have to leave. Hopefully make it up to Baldface or somewhere exciting like that, as well as just keep catching these storms up in Mammoth.
I love it. See, when I tell you that yoga is the answer, everyone who does it, and I mean, Strider is in mid-40s. You've seen him surf. He still rips. He rips at snowboarding. I've seen him skate. Who can skate? And he is a believer, not only in yoga, but also Cosm. So thank you, Strider. Again, these guys are so nice. I call them at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning and stick a, you know, hey, let me interview you. You ready? Let's go. Boom. They're all pros. Strider and Todd here on Snow News doing it for us. Okay. X Games is returning to Aspen, Colorado, Buttermilk Mountain, January 25th through 28th. Sounds like it's going to be a good time, right? You've got the standard X Games stuff, half pipe snowboarding, slope style snowboarding, all that good stuff, but there's also a hill climb motorcycle event. It's gonna be nuts. LCD Sound System's playing there. I should charge X Games for this advertisement. X Games is happening, and you know, there will be more on that later. And that was your snow news for the week, Monday Mass. Listening to another episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. I want to thank Masterplan Communications for being the PR wing, spreading the good word about the Monday Mass. Also, Tory Holistics, fully licensed, certified, legalized dispensary, clinic, whatever you call it, Tory Holistics is awesome. You know, I'm a full-on believer in CBD oils, CBD gummies, etc. Right? I've been on the Cushy Punch CBD program for a long time now, and I'm telling you, it works. Look, I don't even
burn that devil's lettuce. It's not devil's lettuce. It's good for you if you like it. I don't smoke marijuana, but I am fully on the CBD trip. There are no psychoactive effects. The reason I personally don't smoke is because it makes me super paranoid. It makes me hungry. Maybe there's a strain. Maybe there's a strain that I could find that wouldn't do that, and I could use it for anxiety or whatever. But I'm just telling you all this because when I turn people on to CBD oils, a lot of them go, "Well, I don't want to be stoned." And I go, "Yo, you will not feel a thing other than anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory. If you go hard, working out and all that, CBDs will they'll save you from soreness for the next day. I'm telling you. Also, youonline.com. It's where the Monday Mass was born. And you can actually go onto youonline.com and check out all of our other awesome podcasts. Cantori and You is a wonderful podcast. The Bodega Border Cruise on there. You got Caniculture, Let Me Drink About It. Tons of great podcasts for you to listen to. Also, video stuff to watch. I'm putting up Cote Classics on youonline.com. I put up an interview with Andy Irons from 2010. So every Thursday, Cote Classics on youonline.com. And that's the show for the week. Did I forget anything? If I did, DM me at Chris Cote. Oh, yeah, the session's giveaway is going to be soon. Bye.